All right, good morning. Welcome to the Leon County Research and Development Authority Executive Committee meeting. It is 11 a.m. on Thursday, January 18. I'd like to call our meeting to order. We have no guests today. We do need to do approval by participation of electronic means.
So moved.
Second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Are there any modifications to the agenda?
No, I'll move to approve.
All right. There are no modifications. Okay, it's approved. Did we receive any public comment?
No.
None. Everybody has had a chance to receive the meeting minutes. Were there any changes?
Motion to approve.
It's okay. It's been moved.
Second.
And at the second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. The number that's approved, number 7, Treasury Report. Mr. Treasurer. The
only thing to report is that we're a little bit better than budget, but there's nothing else good to report in the report. So I submit to you the Treasurer's Report.
It's been attached. Tom, any questions with regard to the report?
Good to me. It doesn't look good to me, but it is a budget. I'll move it.
It's been moved, and it's been seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes. The item number 8, IPTLH and NFIL.
I'll give you a quick update. Estimated completion date right now, we think, is still February 1-ish. It has been a moving target, as you guys are well aware. It was December. It was late February. It's early January. So we're working off around our first week of February right now. Change orders so far, $218,000 is the current, as of today, change order expense. We do expect another 30 to 50 for some floor coatings, but I think we really are pretty close to the home stretch on things that are left to do that will be subject to a change order.
And maybe the handrail.
And the handrail. That's right. They had a little mini war with the city about a ramp and the slope of the ramp and railings being required. So
if we went all the way to 270 or call it 300, how much would be left on the line?
None.
We'll
be over the line. We will now remember we'll have maxed out the line to 4 million. We're going to need another 600 grand, but we still have a $1.2 million payment coming post-construction. Remember, this is all a reimbursement model with EBA.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we'll borrow, basically probably have to use, either we'll delay payment to Culpeper until we get that 1.2. We'll use some of the RDA reserves, which I prefer not to do, in one way or the other, and then we'll have the 1.2 come in, which will then owe Culpeper another 600, or we'll pay ourselves back the 600.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Appropriations and furniture, fixtures, and equipment. We have gotten $437,000 so far from TCC. Part of that is there's two different elements, as I think we discussed before. We have a request in for another $280,000, which I hope to get in the next week or two. We'll get the pieces of this at $62,500 a month through June. The bigger chunks we'll get as we spend money, and we're trying to tie it to the big stuff, like the furniture is the first request that's already been ordered. We should start seeing delivery, assuming I get this $280,000 and pay the second half in February. And that's really it on the FF&E. We do expect to, when the time we bought all of our AV, IT, access control, furniture, that we think we're going to have in that $300,000 to $400,000 left for kind of shared equipment, some other enhancements to the lab. We'll spend the entire $1.5 million that we're getting. Leasing updates, we really have. Bill has talked to a number of folks about that are interested in leasing space or being members in the space, I should say. But the draft and the final form of the lease has yet to be completed and approved by the EDA. And so we've shared drafts with people for them to get a sense of the language, but nobody's executing leases until we get an approval on the documents from the EDA. And frankly, FSU is now involved, and I'll touch on that a little bit as well.
Quick question,
sir.
Leases for potential memberships would cover what percent of the first or the top floor, second floor?
Well, I don't understand your question.
What percent of lease up will we have of available space with the potential members that are out there talking to us?
Bill, how would you answer that? I mean, half the labs upstairs potentially?
Yeah, I think it depends on who we allow in at this point. And we're talking with FSU and others about parameters.
Yep.
I've said this a number of times, we desperately need graduation space in the ecosystem because a good chunk of the upstairs labs could be consumed by the prospects of the company. And so if Eric moves over, he'd probably take three labs. Piersica is taking three labs. We at Nutrition 21 is interested in a lab. So the greatest demand is for the wet labs.
The FSU has some specific thoughts on targeting types of tenants, types of industries.
Yep.
And so we are working with them to define those parameters. Rather than just try and fill it up, frankly. I think basically what we've seen, we could lease this up to a bunch of the upstairs pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not going to materially move the needle, frankly, financially. And so FSU is far more concerned on the type of companies and the complementary nature of those to what's going on out here as well as at FSU than they are on us generating another $700 or $1,500 a month just to get somebody in the place. Because as their experience, Valerie, I don't know if you've met her yet, the commercialization, she's just hard to get people out. And as Bill alluded to, the fact some of these folks, if there was another option, they would go there directly and bypass an incubation facility. But we do want some activity in the lab. These are, at least one in particular, is a very complimentary, nice potential tenant because of the work they do. But ideally, I'd like them to only be taking up one lab or two labs as opposed to three, but that's where we are. Sorry for the long answer.
Crazy question.
No, it's a very legit question, and it's a very dynamic exercise right now with the folks involved.
Yeah.
Bill, anything on the website you'd add?
Continuing to make tweaks to the websites, both the lab website, LCRDA, and Innovation Park. In some cases, removing dated materials. We got an inquiry from Morgan and let them know that was a mistake on the website and take it down. That's the update.
Okay. Item number 9, LCRDA.
I'll buzz through some of these. We are working with FSU and FAMU. I'm trying to get them the updated maps so that we can move through the DEP process for the assignment of the leasehold interest. They are also working on updating the leases that we've submitted to the EDA, just so that it's an easy transition from those existing leases to what FSU is already used to seeing. So we're going to resubmit the lease. What we submitted to the EDA already was very similar to what FSU has used, but we've renumbered it, we've moved some things around, and I think the FSU General Counsel's Office would like to get that so that it really is in line with what they're doing. I do not believe it will materially change the contents, but it will look a little different. And so FSU has assured us they're going to get us something, hopefully within the next week, that I can then resubmit. It will also have the addendum that clearly identifies all of the requirements under the EDA grants that any member in the lab is going to have to adhere to and sign before it'll be an addendum to the actual lease. We had not submitted that previously.
Yeah.
And we may add a life safety training element.
Yep. He's going to include that as well.
Yeah.
Another sidebar on that, which is I think common conversation, we call it a lease. It's actually the membership agreement. Yeah. And that has some particular important nuances, one of which is as we engage our tenants in a membership agreement, because it is a membership agreement and not a ownership interest in
a
possessory interest in the building, that's the main trigger that keeps us out of being a property taxed facility.
Yes.
Just as you're digesting all of this, what we're engaging our tenants in is a membership agreement, and it is not a lease. It's a space use agreement.
And we all have to kind of just remember that terminology. We easily fall into the lease, but it's membership or license to use. That's really the language.
Which, by the way, is the direction that FSU has gone over the last couple of years. All of the agreements that FSU enters into now are space use agreements and licenses, But not leases.
Yep. And that's what Sid Martin's doing down in Gainesville as well.
Yeah, and that's
very common in the industry.
That's common practice across incubation, acceleration.
Kevin and I are working on a kind of a Gantt chart or just a, like a little primavera kind of plan of just laying out all the elements that need to happen to get us from where we are today to ultimately transferring the assets and the leases we have with the state, as well as many subsequent events that will happen that are going to be complementary efforts between FSU and the RDA, including coordination on the build to scale, coordination on hiring. There's real role for the RDA to play post transaction. Eisenhower, briefly, we have engaged Stidham and Associates as a firm here in town that looked at sites and looking for environmental implications. They are doing a phase one. We got a grant under the federal government to fund that. We may actually get a grant to fund what we assume will be a phase two. It used to be a shooting range. It's got labeled as wastewater storage. We do not know how prolific either of those activities were. If there's lots of lead, if there was things stored on that site, those will lead in a different direction. But that is underway right now and no cost to us for the phase one.
Old military shooting range or what?
All I know is shooting range. You know, we haven't done anything with that property since the 90s when the RDA was given it by the county.
It's in a close proximity to Del Mabry.
Yep.
That's why I asked. Yeah. Military.
Yep. Don't know. And it's been hard to, nobody did any homework, unfortunately, back then. And so we're starting that exercise now and we'll go from there. The other thing that's come up, obviously, at the last board meeting was the long-term plans for the RDA. I would ask the two of you, as well as Tom, to consider requesting a motion to table that conversation for the near term so that we can finish the projects with FSU and then reopen that conversation based on how that relationship with FSU evolves and the role that they are hoping to take advantage of because of our build-to-scale grants, which will stay with the RDA to get that $750,000. So I don't know if that's something that's appealing,
Michael,
but
I will move a motion for that.
Okay, and I think we need to do that with a full board meeting, and it's just to table that discussion.
Second.
Yes.
Requires a vote.
I don't think we can do it on consent. I don't know that we should do it on consent, but that's you guys' call.
Well, no, but let's go ahead and it. The motion was made. It's been seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we don't have to put it on consent. But let's make sure that it's recognized at the full board.
And it could be in the minutes. That's
yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. Career Source, just an update. Those guys' lease expires February 29th, $6,900 a month. They have asked if they could extend it on a month-to-month basis. I responded that we would do that. It would be a 60-day notice provision both ways. We can give them 60-day notice to get out, which gives us a lot of flexibility when we need it based on how this thing evolves. It also requires them to give us 60 days notice to get out. So we should pick up at this point at least another $12,000-$13,000 gets us through March and April, which is a number for us. That's going to pay the insurance bill when we first take up, when we take ownership of the new lab for 1 month, right? So, and again, it solves problems, but frankly, for both of us without getting anything longer term.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
You bring up that statement about the dollars required when we take the new lab. Approximately how many or how much will that run monthly? Just janitorial insurance.
Insurance is going to be 10 a month. Insurance is 10 a month. We think utilities could be in the order startup. And this is a little bit of a guess because it doesn't have any tenants in it. Could be 15 to 25 a month if you want the big chunks. I don't think janitorial is going to be a huge lift only because there's not a lot of activity in there to start. But yeah, I mean, we could be spending $40,000 a month just to own it.
Right, doing much. 40.
Could be 30. Yeah, I mean, I'm giving myself a wide range here on utilities. Insurance, I know.
Yeah, 40.
And there's going to be testing, and there's going to be other people that are required to come take a look at things. So we're going to be paying folks, even if we're not using the lab as intended. There is a maintenance obligation on some of the equipment that is in there.
Okay.
I mentioned briefly the SPIA. We talked about liquidating that. That has been completed. So we have 1.31 million at prime right now, earning about 5%. So if the rates hold, which they won't for the whole year, obviously, you know, you're talking $60,000 just in interest on that account alone. So that's also a number for us.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's much easier than I expected, yes. Frankly, with SPIA. They could not have been more helpful. Again, we had 300 something thousand bucks with him. We started at six. We're a small account. We're probably more of a nuisance anyway. So he was able to do that. I thought he told me he had 60 days. He did it in like two.
Good.
So it was very helpful. Got him Bill Gilbert over there. OEV, just to give you an update, Dan Foss is very close to completing their building. Upon CO, we can request from OEV $268,000 for the last element of the juggernaut, which we will do. They are not operational yet or have their CO yet, but we think it's imminent within the next couple of weeks. Something the board will need to consider. I don't know how this discussion will get very deep today, but historically, tech grants is a May activity. And I don't know what we want to do about tech grants, which have obviously been underwritten and led by the RDA. I wanted you guys to at least have on the radar that discussion of tech grants this year.
Yeah. Unless it's fully underwritten, I would propose that we suspend it. I'm suspecting we can get it fully underwritten, though.
We may be able to get it fully underwritten. The issue, frankly, becomes the brain damage of staff time. It took a remarkable amount of effort. I've only been through it the one time last year, and the amount of time of Peggy's, Bill's, Ine's, Christian's, and an outside. I mean, it was a real lift to do, and it was a very successful, well-received production and an event. It's just a matter of the arms and legs to do it, frankly.
And the timing might be better in the fall because FSU's Discovery Days is then. We're planning to host a Board of Business Incubator Association meeting here in September. So those are
very
synergistic events.
It might be worth having that conversation, further coordination with Valerie and understanding how we partner on that, make it successful, because there are a lot of folks that need to be involved.
I'll keep that. I have a bi-weekly call with them, and that's on the agenda. Yep. We'll continue to talk about that.
Good.
If I may, Michael, sure. Two other things. We have a Whirlpool prospect. Michael talked with us. This is a project, FAMU, couple of offices funded by Whirlpool engineering. Students are going to look at the mechanism on the door of an oven. And I think Kevin said our building and the bat guy is still a prospect. Pat Thomas moving that unit over.
The number of material, I mean, now. And the Whirlpool is one office, which is a three-month deal. Not a big deal.
We are researching applying for this grant. This is 50 grand and up. This is an SBA grant. We got 50 grand at Domey Station a couple of years ago. It's not a heavy lift. And Michael and I agree it would be a good thing to do, and I'll chat with Valerie and Stacey about that on Monday.
Yeah. And that's the thing, independent of having buildings and assets and leases and tenants, that we can pursue the $50,000 grants here and there. Those that can further the mission, if you will, of the entity rather than just repairing.
For buildings. Ecosystem development.
That's right.
So it's
dead in our wheelhouse of what we're supposed to do. The only thing that's not on there, I was going to give you an update. We're doing some repairs on the park right now, just infrastructure. There's a path around the pond that is completely washed out over there between the data center kind of and the mag lab that's being repaired, $6,500. There's some soffit and insulation repairs required at Johnson, new water fountain, and a urinal, which required under the GSA lease obligations we have to do. So those are all underway. Urinals cost $1,200. I did not know that till today. I will probably find a way to work that into conversation weekly now. I don't know what they used to cost, but I'll call it up. I'll chalk it up to inflation. And we're also
sponsor opportunity.
That's right. Obviously. And then the other one is we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do about the air conditioning system, the dehumidification air conditioning system in the archive unit. The lead times have come down. If we have to go on a temporary solution, it'll depend. We do it in large part by the time of year, August. That'll be much more important to have than it would say this week. But we're trying to figure out how we're going to best stay in front of that because of the lead time in particular.
And I'm assuming we've had no issues with cold weather?
So far that I'm aware of, none, other than we've had some homeless folks that were sleeping in one of the porta potties over at the new building. Two people were sleeping in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they knew each other. I mean, they do now, I assume.
Single occupancy?
There was a duel. There were two of them in one.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know that we need the porta potties over there. I may keep aware of that because Dom's the one who told me. And they may even move them because they're kind of close enough. They can use that one bathroom, the unisex bathroom at the other place, kind of contain where there's not a lot of construction traffic right now.
When I drove past, it looked like the construction was all tamped down. There weren't many cars there. I did notice that going back to Dan Foss, the sign's up. How long has that been up? I haven't driven past there in a couple weeks.
A month. Oh, yeah, at least a month.
Okay. Maybe. It's been longer than that, and then I've been past that in that direction. So that was cool. All right. Anything else?
Go ahead.
Any new business? All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned.